This is the Los Angeles Flower Market this morning as vendors are getting ready for flower shops to reopen today. That's our next subject here on Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Florists are one type of LA County business that can reopen in a limited capacity today. We're going to walk through exactly what is reopening in a moment. But first, let's turn to KPCC reporter Emily Guerin, who is at the Flower Mart this morning. She's been covering how the pandemic is affecting small businesses. Good morning, Emily.
Hi, Kyle.
What was it like at the Flower Mart this morning?
It was very busy. To be clear, I wasn't inside the sort of famous flower market that everyone thinks of. I was on some of the side streets in and around the flower market. So there were a lot of, you know, buckets on the streets full of sunflowers and pallets full of roses. And I talked to a man who was there with his mother. They sell flowers on the street, and so they were stocking up. I also talked to a woman who runs a sort of floral design salon in the Arts District, and she's been doing a lot of bouquet deliveries the past few weeks because her store's been closed, and she was gearing up to deliver even more bouquets this weekend for Mother's Day. So a lot of activity. One of the wholesalers I talked to said that it felt like a typical Friday before Mother's Day.
Really? Were there customers in addition to the activity of the business owners there too?
Oh, yeah. There were a lot of people. And I went inside one of the sort of flower malls where there are a lot of sort of small stands and vendors. And I have to say it was crowded. I mean, there were a lot of people. It was not really possible to stay 6 feet apart from each other. I didn't talk to anyone inside because I didn't really want to stay in there. I talked to people on the street. But yeah, I mean, there were quite a few people there buying flowers.
Yeah, this sort of raises the question for me about whether you are one of those people who's going to head out to a place like a flower outdoor market, like where Emily Guerin is calling us from this morning. If you're going to head out for some outdoor recreation, we've got golf courses, many trails, most trails in LA County, on LA County property anyway, that are reopening. We want to hear from you. Call us 866-893-KPCC. That's 866-893-5722. Head to the AirTalk page at kpcc.org/airtalk. Let us know, are you going to be out there this weekend? Are you going to start ordering from these businesses, heading out to do some outdoor recreating? Do you feel that it's going to be safe in these places? We're talking a little bit later on in this segment with a reporter in Orange County where they have struck a deal to reopen the beaches. Are you maybe going to head to a beach this weekend for some recreation, albeit in a limited form? Let us know, 866-888-5722 or the AirTalk page at kpcc.org. Emily, I'm curious to know, do you get the sense that small businesses, which is what you've been covering during this pandemic, that they want to be open? I mean, I don't want to take that as a given because the potential is that maybe they would reopen, customers don't show up, and then they end up operating at a loss.
I feel like a lot of small business owners I've talked to that have not yet received any kind of government assistance feel like they have no choice but to be open. And so they're staying open because they know that their employees depend on them. They have rent to pay. They know that the commercial eviction moratoriums are just that, moratoriums, and they could get evicted later if they cannot pay their rent. So a lot of small businesses are just trying to do what they can to be able to kind of cover their basic expenses, given that many of them were not able to access the Paycheck Protection Program or other loan programs.
One last thing, Emily. You mentioned that it was crowded, that it was difficult to maintain physical distance. Can you talk about this from a public health perspective? I mean, there are so many restrictions that have been placed on how businesses have reopened. Did you see, you know, the restrictions of face coverings and social distance, being adhered to?
So there were a lot of signs up asking people to wear masks and asking people to maintain social distancing and, you know, come into stalls one person at a time. It was, I mean, I would say probably more than 90% of the people I saw were wearing masks. So that wasn't the issue. The issue was more that it was just crowded, and there was not policing that I saw of the crowds and trying to keep people in single file lines, you know, the way we see outside grocery stores now. I did see LAPD officers in the area, but I didn't see them speaking to anyone, although one of the vendors I talked to said that before today, they had been really policing the area and telling people, no, you can't sell flowers on the sidewalk. You can only sell flowers inside. So So it seems like the police at least were sort of passively letting more of the commerce kind of overflow out onto the sidewalk. But yeah, Kyle, it was crowded. And I did have sort of concerns about like, oh, we're all pretty close to each other in here. And I'm not sure that's a good thing.
Right. KPCC reporter Emily Guerin was at a outdoor flower market this morning as L.A. County takes some baby steps to reopening. Thank you very much for joining us, Emily. I want to know how that sounds to you. Are you going to be out there this weekend? Ed, are you going to be going to shop at local businesses? You can shop in curbside sales is what businesses are restricted to. Give us a call, 866-893-KPCC, 866-893-5722. Go to the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. Maybe you're going to go outside, take advantage of some of the newly reopened recreation facilities. Are you going to do it or are you not going to do it because you're not convinced it's safe? I want to hear from you either way. With us still from our earlier segment, graciously agreeing to give us a little bit more of her time is Karen Michaels, the epidemiologist, chair and professor of the Department of Epidemiology at UCLA's Fielding School of Public Health. Professor Michaels, can we talk through what we just heard from our reporter Emily Guerin just a minute ago? Is that a reason for concern that in this place where she was, that people were at least they were wearing masks, but maybe they weren't able to maintain a certain amount of distance? How concerned should we be about that?
Yes, I think we should be concerned. And this is pretty typical for these outdoor markets, that it is much less restricted in terms of, you know, supervision, letting one person in at a time, because you can do that at these outdoor places. So it's been an issue with the markets. And we should be, on one hand, concerned about that. On the other hand, we need to keep in mind that outdoors is, in principle, better because, you know, sort of it airs out. Whereas inside a closed room, you have more accumulation of the virus.
Right.
So, you know, I feel a little bit better in general about outdoors. But the outdoors, whether it's markets or beaches, do tend to crowd, and especially now that people have been inside so much, they just can't wait to go outside, and they're so excited. Sometimes you just don't remember that you have to keep apart from people.
Yeah, you've got to do your part in all of this. Let's bring in Lisa Brenner, who's the associate editor of LAist, the online home for KPCC reporting. She has been tracking all of the various reopening orders that are taking effect this weekend. Hi, Lisa. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for being with us here. So what are the new rules in L.A. County here? Who can reopen? Who can't? It'd probably be good to add a little more meat to this conversation about who is going to be what's changing now.
Right. We are now in phase two of Governor Newsom's state plan. And his model hinges on like six metrics, and then there are phases on phases. So we are in phase two. And so starting today, florists, toy stores, bookstores, clothing stores, music stores, and sporting goods stores are allowed to open for curbside, and car showrooms are allowed to open. It's a heavy lift for those businesses to get that curbside system up and running. There's a huge, beefy PDF of restrictions and
beefy
guidance. Beefy. It's beefy.
Rather large. And are jurisdictions on the same page about this right now? There was some discussion about Long Beach having different rules, Santa Monica having some different rules.
Right. There are additional types of shops in Long Beach that appear to be opening, like there are antique stores and jewelry stores are on that list. So I think city by city, there may be some discrepancy, but LA City and LA County are now aligned. Their guidance is the same.
And how open are we talking about here? Like, you know, since we've listed those different stores, florists, toy stores, music stores, how open is open?
Not very. And people are really excited, but the message coming from officials is really not one of wild enthusiasm. It's much more subdued. It's more like these are minor adjustments. And that's not really the People would really like to get out to business.
Yeah. You know,
like we are not in a post anything world.
We're still very much in the thick of it. Well, Lisa Brenner is with us. She's the associate editor of LAist, tracking the reopening orders that take effect. But as we were just saying, they're somewhat limited. We're going to discuss what they look like, what businesses are reopening, and we want to discuss with you. Are you ready to get back out there? Are you concerned about whether it's going to be safe? Are you going to sit out this first phase of reopening LA and Orange counties? Give us a call, 866-893-KPCC, the Air Talk page at kpcc.org. Back after a short break on KPCC. Talking about reopening LA County here on Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC, which you can also listen to by telling your smart speaker to play KPCC. If you don't have the opportunity to be in your car during this time, we are still with you and streaming at kpcc.org. Just a minute ago, we were talking with Emily Guerin, who was in front of a bunch of flower businesses that are reopening. One of the businesses in LA County that are able to reopen now, albeit with some restrictions, only curbside pickup, still some social distancing requirements. But another caller who is joining us, Candace Kim, her parents own a flower shop in downtown LA, and is calling with some concerns about reopening the shop. Candace, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
What are the concerns that you had about your parents reopening the shop?
Well, one of the biggest challenges has been getting the right information about what rules we need to follow, right? There was a ton of confusion after Governor Newsom announced floors can open because people don't fully understand, you know, the mayor has a different voice. We have to follow what the mayor is saying. And so many stores opened immediately as soon as Governor Newsom made that announcement. People weren't really practicing any of the curbside pickup measures or sort of safety measures that are being recommended or required. So in general, there's a lot of misinformation. Every day since Governor Newsom made that announcement, I've been calling the mayor's office for guidance. And every day they've said, no, we're not doing what the rest of California is doing, until, earlier this week, a couple days ago, there was the announcement that we were aligning with California. So now I am one of those people with the beefy PDF that was mentioned earlier, right?
Does it make sense?
Well, it's a lot of really common sense stuff, right? Like use hand sanitizer, use disinfectant, set up a contactless payment system, right? Where can I go find these things? I just went and paid $60 for two bottles of hand sanitizer so that my parents could try to be a little healthier, right? The biggest concern that I have is what is being allowed is what makes sense, contactless commerce, curbside pickup, but that's not actually happening, right? If you go down to the Flower District, we're so proud to be a part of, it thrives on foot traffic and in-person commerce. People are not going to pull up in their car and text you and tell you they're there and you run out with the thing that they ordered online.
Yeah, they're going to walk into the stall.
Yeah, none of the businesses are set up for online commerce. So people are already roving around in groups. This is a family tradition. People are driving from all over our region to come look at the flowers. And usually we welcome them with open arms. We're so glad to provide this great family event every year.
But right now it's obviously a different concern. Candace, I really appreciate you calling in to share this concern about reopening LA County and the sort of the having to, you know, what is the reality on the ground about this baby step that we've taken toward reopening some limited businesses. I want to turn, though, with the limited time that we have left to Orange County, where there's also some changes taking place this weekend. And after a tumultuous week of strife about what happens to the beaches, they are going to be open, but in a limited capacity this weekend. And I want to bring in Leyland Connolly, who is the beaches reporter for the Orange County Register, to discuss that. Hi, Leyland. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, it was a crazy week. Talk me through how it resolved. What is going to be open on the beaches and what is not going to be something you can do on beaches in Orange County?
How much time do you have?
We have about 3 minutes, actually. So
it's getting more consistent along the 42 miles of Orange County. Pretty much everybody has adopted. Actually, everybody has adopted per Newsom's requirements that it's active use, limited parking. Actually, you know, all those beach parking lots are still closed. You have to be moving. I really like Seal Beach's motto, Beaches in Motion. You have to be exercising. You can surf. You can paddleboard. You can walk. You can jog. The thing you cannot do at all of these beaches is put up an umbrella and lay out, get a suntan, read a book, you know, that lounge thing. You know, there's also most beaches are completely open, but you still have Seal Beach that will not be open this weekend. And when they do open Monday through Thursday, they'll also have limited daylight hours. And then you have Laguna Beach that is only on weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. So mostly everybody else has the regular operating hours except for those two beaches.
What is your sense about whether or not people are going to be able to, whether that this is going to be able to be enforced? Saying, you know, no sunbathing, no suntanning, but still allowing access to the beach. You know, there are only, I presume, so many law enforcement that can tell people you can't do this weekend. And then what are they going to do? Arrest people?
Right. I think, you know, hopefully people have gotten the memo and there's a lot of signage. I know there's a lot of education. I don't think there's going to be so much arrest unless, you know, you get really combative with one of the peace officers or the lifeguards or the police officers that will be trying to educate people on the sand. That being said, who knows? We'll kind of see how this weekend plays out. I think this weekend is the first time we're seeing this in action. I know San Clemente had adopted it a few weeks ago when they opened up for a short period of time, and other areas such as San Diego and up north in Santa Cruz and in Ventura, they've already adopted this. This is sort of seems to be the happy compromise that we're getting at most beaches. So, you know, hopefully people will be compliant and enjoy the natural resource that we have. It's limited for now, and, you know, we'll kind of see where it goes and what happens.
Right.
But, you know, the whole idea is giving people that resource where they can exercise and keep moving without having those bottlenecks of crowds.
Do you think that there's, in about the 45 seconds that we have left here, Leyland, is there a sense that people are going to go to the beaches as a matter of political protest? I mean, you talk about this as one of the natural resources we have. Orange County has been sort of a flashpoint for protest against restrictions meant to curb the spread of COVID-19. Is there a sense of that being a motivation for people going out this weekend?
I haven't heard of anything. And, you know, we had the big protest in Huntington. They've been having them regularly at various beaches. But with this particular plan, I really haven't heard much. And I think because there's so many people who are happy to just have a little bit of a taste of their beaches back, I think, you know, there's this happy medium that's hopefully been found. We'll see this weekend. You know, maybe there will be resistance and, you know, a bunch of people laying out with their umbrellas and beach towels. But, you know, I think they'll get a lot of pressure from the people who are actively using it and recreating, who want to keep it that way for now.
That's about as passive as protest gets. Leyland Connolly, beaches reporter for the Orange County Register, thank you for being with us on Air Talk, which is produced by Matt D'Angelantonio, Natalie Chudnovsky, Lindsay Wright, with help from Monica Bushman this week. Our news apprentices are Sabrina Fong and Julia Murray. Our engineer, Parker McDaniel. Senior producer is Fiona Eng. And I am Kyle Stokes in for Larry Mantle, who will join you in Film Week in just a minute. But I just want to add my personal thanks, as Larry did last week, for all of the support that you showed this show during our Giving Tuesday fundraiser. I won't kid myself. It was fun to watch from up close. I know that it wasn't me that drove this fundraising. You love Larry Mantle. And I tell you, it is an honor to sit in his chair and to interact with you, his audience, every so often. Appreciate you. Have a good day.